We're back here on Sports Talk at LaNichols State University in Thibodaux for the Manning Passing Academy. Mike Dettelier and Steve Geller happy to now be joined by Dean Kleinschmidt. Thanks so much for giving us some time, Dean.
Hey, Steve, it's great to be here.
And Dino is a real fixture here in the Manning Passing Academy.
Only 19 years.
Only 19 wow. years. Hardly nothing, huh? I remember 19 years ago. But, man, it's how unbelievable has this camp developed, Dean, throughout all these years? And what Archie and Peyton and Eli and Cooper have put into this is just remarkable, because they could be somewhere else. They could be in Orlando if they wanted to.
Oh, no. I know that. I know that. The scope of this camp is just incredible. And all the effort that they put into it. I mean, this is a huge operation. I was just taking earlier this evening some potential sponsors around. They were blown away. They couldn't believe the number of campers, the 27 practice fields, 1,450 campers, 150 coach counselors. We've got 90 athletic trainers, certified and student trainers here, just for helping with the hydration and
Okay.
So it's a big deal.
Dino was here when the Saints trained here in the 70s.
1975.
Okay, tell Steve about that rain and them mosquitoes.
Oh, we had mosquitoes that could rob the ice truck and stop there. It was amazing. The worst part of it was the fields were underwater.
Yeah.
It rained so much we had to get on the bus. We'd get up in the morning early, have breakfast, get on the bus, go to Tulane Stadium, practice at Tulane Stadium, morning practice. Come back, go under the buses and get box lunches, cold cuts, sandwiches and potato chips and an apple for each player. Gave them about an hour to rest in the locker room, sitting in a folding chair. Went back to the afternoon practice at Tulane Stadium because it was that polyturf then in those days. Then, when practice was over at 4:30, back on the buses, come back to Thibodaux,
wow.
Shower, eat dinner, go to meetings, go to bed, get up and do the same thing the next day, and over it. It was so bad.
Needless to say, they weren't back at Nichols State.
No.
That was end of story after that.
And next year we were in Dodgertown at Vero Beach.
Yep.
In Vero Beach.
And that was pretty neat, Vero Beach, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. It really was. So, it's been great. But this camp, I look forward to this for months. Just the family feeling. When you're around the Mannings, that's a special deal. It's just a special deal. And now to have Archie put Hyde in our – we've got a four-man apartment here, a dormitory apartment-like. And so it's my son, Rhett, and I on one side, and then my good friend Barry Weinberg from Major League Baseball, St. Louis Cardinals, among other teams, and Hyde is in there.
But Hyde became the only lineman Manning.
Yeah,
he was the only lineman that was a Manning.
Exactly. He actually introduced himself at the staff meeting today as, what was it?
Former.
He said, former right tackle in Newman High School. So, but he's a beauty. But what he did was take the spare bedroom of Chris Mortensen, who was our longtime roommate and fixture at the Manning camp. He was such a special guy that he brought so much character to this. It was something. We really miss Chris Mortensen.
Yeah, sure enough.
I know Archie's already talked about the missing Buddy Tevens. We thought we'd have to stop the camp if Buddy ever didn't come by.
Buddy was so special, and I remember just coming here, and he was one of the first guys to meet you. Man, oh. Mike, great to see you again, and we'll talk to you.
Same with us. Same thing.
It was just so sad to see how it ended with him here. You were involved so much with certainly with training, but also sports medicine, and the jump we see in that today. Okay, I had knee replacement surgery.
Yes.
Four weeks ago. I just seen my doc, Dr. David Elias. He just passed me.
He just walked by.
He just passed me. He made sure that I was still breathing over here. And so, It's amazing today how you can get not only older people like me, but also athletes back and ready to play so quickly.
Yes, and anymore, I retired from the National Football League in 2014. Things have changed so much now. I don't recognize an athletic training room anymore. I mean, it's just things have changed so much, and so much advancement, so much rapid advancement and in technology and theory. So things have really changed. You're right. It's an absolute changing occupation.
And two is, from a player's standpoint, it's different. You want to try to get them back on the field as quickly as possible, but you also don't want to put their career on the line. And sometimes they got certain coaches, and I'm not going to name them, but you know what I'm talking about. Their deal is, man, listen, you paid to get that guy back out here. I want him now. And that athlete now has got a little bit of stroke that's saying, no, I'm not going to play until I'm 100%. I don't want to put one bad tape. Secondly, I don't want to re-injure what I have.
No, exactly. But when you were saying the pressure is to put players on back on the field quickly, and I'll add, and safely. So that's where we really lean on our team physicians. And I've been blessed in my 42-year NFL career that I had team physicians that we were in lockstep. All three teams that I was with, we worked hand in hand, and You got good doctors, great doctors, and they will explain to the general manager, they'll explain to the head coach, explain to the president and the owner, you know, that this is what we have to do. You know, this guy needs time to heal, or he's not ready to go back. So I was absolutely blessed on that.
The kind of explosion we've seen maybe over, we see it in basketball, we've also seen it in the NFL, Achilles injuries. And, Dean, that is something that probably when you were there, you didn't see a lot of, and it was career-ending.
Yes.
But once you had that, that was sort of end of the career. You can come back from it. But we've seen this kind of explosion of a lot of Achilles injuries. So tell us a little bit about maybe why, or is it just maybe just that cycle?
You know, you're the third person today that's asked me about Achilles tendon injuries. And, again, I've been out of it. I've been out of it now for 10 or 11 years. You know, I don't know the answer to your question.
Okay.
But overloading, working. One thing that doesn't strengthen the way muscle strengthens is tendon. So all the emphasis, you see what I'm saying?
I got you.
All the emphasis on strength training, conditioning, and fitness, things get stronger. Ligaments get stronger, muscles get stronger, tendons don't. And that overload principle might be one of the problems there.
We see some athletes that can play. Ricky Jackson was one. The only accident he had, he ran into the back of an 18-wheeler one night.
No,
but he goes through the entire he got nicked up a little bit, and he would admit it. But he didn't have a major injury. We think of Brady for all those years. He had the one major knee injury with New England.
Yep.
But he goes through all that time, and then some guys, when I see it, one injury after the other, red flag goes up for me. Yeah. I don't want to fool with it, because you know what? That is something that you can't erase.
No.
I think once you in that kind of snowball, it continues.
I agree. And you mentioned Ricky Jackson as the counterpoint to the guy that gets injured all the time. I mean, I was, again, blessed to have a guy like Ricky Jackson almost all of his career was with the Saints. You know, he had the 2 years with the 49ers after he left us. But he you're exactly right. He just played. He came to play. And he just rub a little dirt on it and go out and play.
Okay, Ricky's taking pads off because he say it slowed me down.
Yeah.
I take all them pads out. He played with shoulder pads like Martin Anderson would have, just a little bit of shoulder pad, and went out there. Never injured. Major.
Yeah.
That to me is unbelievable.
He came into the training room one year and one Sunday afternoon, pregame, the officials were out there during pregame. And the guys had their uniforms on. They were warming up, but then come in for final instructions. And so Ricky comes in. He said, Dino, I said, you got some of those 3x3 gauze pads? I said, well, sure, Rick. I said, we have all kinds of them. He said, well, just give me four of them. I said, well, what do you need gauze pads for? The official told me I had to have thigh pads. And he took the gauze pads out and stuck them in that little pocket. Otherwise, he had nothing. And the official said, you cannot come back on this field unless you have padding. He put on two gauze pads in each thigh pad, each pocket.
Okay, this will be the last question for you, but give it to me in the PG version. Give us a good Bobby Hebert story. I've heard all the R's and the X-rated ones, but the PG ones, PG-13 ones.
He was I love the Cajun Cannon. He was just great, and we still have a great relationship.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, we have a memorial meal every July at his restaurant for our old strength coach, Russell Pattanasco. We listen a lot. We don't get to talk. We listen a lot.
I could have told you that before you went to the, to the dinner.
Oh my God. But I just love him. And I tell you, I feel fortunate that in my retirement from the NFL, and I got to work for a senior living facility in Kenner. And again, a blessing. His mom and dad, Bobby, put Bobby and Paula and to have those two with me, living with us for the years that they did, was just terrific. A great family, the Hebert family, terrific.
And if you talk to Mr. Bob, you know exactly where he got that gift of gab from. Because when you get caught with Bob's dad at that time, you weren't leaving for a while.
Well, we called him the cruise director, but he came down. He came down from his apartment every morning, went through the dining room and shook hands with every person in the place. Yeah, he was a beauty.
Such a spiritual man too. He loved to be around there. And we had met up at one of the restaurants, and so I told him, and he was like, "Oh, I love to talk to Dean. Oh, love to talk to Dean."
We were really close. We just loved
God bless him, man. He was a good old boy in life. So Miss Paula too. She was just a terrific lady in life. Dean, thanks so much for coming here. Appreciate it.
Awesome stuff.
Thanks so much, Dean. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.